The Gentleman's Review.
Yeah, Ika Chika, Kupatua, Scatman, me, Scatman, Scatman, doing the scat, yeah, scat, scat, scat. Hello and welcome to episode 103 of the Gentleman's Review Podcast.
Ooh, have you come over all funny?
Yeah, I went all scatty for a second.
Yeah, I can smell it from here.
Yeah, we're all back from where we've been.
I've been nowhere.
Yeah, I haven't been anywhere.
No, neither have I.
The important ones back from where they've been.
Yeah.
Shut your face.
Yeah. We must be important because the no podcast went out and we were away.
Yep.
So that means that we must be more important than everybody else.
Yeah, to be fair, there were quite a few bugles.
Well, yeah, but not you didn't work do them, did you? I mean, you might have done a bugle.
But no.
No. But so what have you all been doing while we've been all away?
I've been away.
Yeah, that's all right. That was great. It was great being away, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, actually, yeah.
I've been sat by the door waiting for you to come home.
Oh,
sweetie.
That's possibly the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah,
as sad as the closing ceremony of the Olympic Games.
That was quite sad.
Yeah, that was pretty awful, wasn't it?
It was.
It was such a... After having my cynicism swept away by the actually a lot better than I thought it would be opening ceremony... It was just all sort of flooded back to me.
Well, that's it. It was obviously created to reset the country to its default state of cynicism.
So. Yes,
maybe so. Yeah.
And ladies and gentlemen, here's
some shit.
Yeah. It's Bowie. Bowie's coming on. Bowie's definitely going to be coming on. Bowie will be on in a minute.
Yeah,
they're just going to surprise us with David Bowie. We know David Bowie will definitely be here. It doesn't like. He's not there?
No.
Oh, no. Right. Oh, shit. I feel so sad and depressed. Now. The best they could give us was the fucking Who and Liam Gallagher.
God, he was shit, wasn't he?
Yeah. Awful.
I've never been a great fan of his voice, but he was even worse than usual.
He sounded like he was doing a bad karaoke version of his own song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or his brother's song, anyway. But yes, that was awful.
Yep.
I spent a good 15 minutes trying to just imagine whether Brian May at some point had just thought, fuck it, I'll stop dyeing the hair. And let it go to the point where he had sort of like half of the dyed stuff and then half of the dyed stuff.
Yeah, good. Like
something weird.
An inverse Guinness.
Yeah.
Cloud hair.
Yeah.
Best kind of hair to have, cloud hair.
Yeah.
Did you think that the opening ceremony was going to be pants then?
Yes, in advance.
It
I thought
fucking awful.
I thought so it was going to be big poo, and it turned out to be very good.
I thought it was going to be good because there'd been guarantees of no Morris dancers,
but
which we didn't get in the closing ceremony.
Ah, but there were Morris dancers.
There were two Morris teams from a long shot.
That I saw, but
yeah. Oh, no, they did. They did a bit of dancing around. Eric Idle did one of the teams. They were
in the opening ceremony.
That's what happened. The I turned over just for the very beginning. As they sort of panned over the green...
Yeah.
Green and pleasant land.
It would look like either a walnut whip or a foreskin hill.
Mm.
Like a sort of crumpled foreskin.
I thought you were talking about Eric Idle.
No.
If you'd had some brand new
green pants that sort of left a load of fluff on it.
Oh, yeah. And then there was... there was some cricketers, and then there was some Morris dancers, and then some sheep, and fucking hell, no. And then Kenneth Branagh came out and made it all
and
right.
Went a bit mad.
Yeah. Awesome.
We love the Branagh.
Yeah.
The Branagh is the good one.
Yeah.
I watch him do anything, Branagh,
Yeah, well, you've got that video of him taking a poo.
That's it, yeah. I mean, if I was
you
ever...
You watch that over and over again.
Yeah, if I was ever to be given... bad news, I'd like it to come from Kenneth Branagh.
He could probably deliver it quite convincingly, couldn't he?
Yeah. Or just declaim it.
They're good.
Yeah. Kenneth Branagh was really good as opposed to Timothy Spall as Churchill, which really didn't work for me.
No. He's probably not even on my top five of people should have got to play Churchill.
Well, I think it was Matthew Sweet.
I quite like Timothy Spall in general, but not as Churchill.
No. But Dr. Matthew Sweet, that's his name on Twitter, we call him Matthew Sweet, said on Twitter that that was the worst performance of Churchill he'd seen since Timothy Spall played Churchill. In that film, I think it was the Queen's Speech or whatever it was.
It's no excuse.
He's not very good at Churchill.
Was he Churchill in that? Good God.
Yeah, I didn't see that. But,
Nah.
They're a lot better people. I suppose they probably couldn't have afforded Robert Hardy, could they?
No. He was my first thought when we were watching it. Yeah. And I said, they should have got Robert Hardy for that.
And I suggested Timothy West. You suggested Robert Hardy.
Yeah. I think Robert Hardy's getting a little bit shaggly on his legs at the moment.
He'd never climbed up to the top of that.
Ian McNeice off Doctor Who.
He'd
have been better.
Oh, he was awful, though, wasn't he, Doctor Who?
He'd have been better.
Yeah.
Keep baggering on.
You didn't like him in Who?
I thought he was all right.
he didn't look physically like Churchill, but...
He's all right. Ian McNeice is always Ian McNeice, and he's always a welcome sight on our screens.
Yeah.
We forgot Albert Finney. He was a really good Churchill.
Bloody hell, the list of people who would have been better Churchills than Timothy Spall is
Mel Smith.
On and on and on.
Mel Smith's done a successful Churchill on
Roger Moore, we shall fight them on the beaches. And that was...
Yeah,
he did that in Carry On, James Bond.
It's still been better than Timothy Spall.
But then I couldn't even understand what Timothy Spall was saying. He seems to have just taken that standard Churchill impersonation and just made it his act or his performance.
Sounded more like Melchett, didn't he?
That's it. I mean, at least when Branagh came out, he could understand what he was saying. Yep. Even though, what's his name, Timothy Spall was saying the same thing as Branagh had in the opening ceremony. Still don't understand what he's talking about.
Yes.
What it was actually reading out was his CV, so and something like booking.
But you know, it was a fair marker for the quality of the rest of it anyway.
That was
unfortunately
a bag of pantaloons. That was
it was.
So obviously St. John Lennon got pension again.
Fucking bloody what's his name Queen bloke he derezzed.
I didn't mind that as much as the awful John Lennon face built out of bricks.
God, that was terrible.
That was awful.
Yeah.
If they'd have squirted a load of lighter fluid over it and set fire to it, that might have been a vague improvement.
They could have done with a big Darth Vader head as well.
That would have been good.
Yeah, that would have been better.
But just that they had two fucking versions of Imagine On, which is a shit song at the best of times.
The worst song ever.
Imagine There's No People, It's Easy If You Try. Nations, isn't it? Imagine There's No Nations. It's easy to imagine that, but the political and just being able to control that many people is very difficult when you've not got localised government.
Well, exactly. Yeah. The whole thing would just fall into disarray, wouldn't it?
Come on, Lennon, who's going to empty my fucking bin?
Stupid swat.
You need the bureaucracy to be able to keep it all together.
Yeah.
You can see why someone shot him.
Fucking idiot. It really,
Yeah.
It was no worse than he deserved.
Otherwise, you'd have to just have a martial law to keep everybody in check.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And he's a twat.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
Not as big a twat as John Lennon.
He was shitting those BT adverts.
It'd be a vague
movement. Yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah. So I think the take-home message there was that it was shit.
It was shit.
Yeah.
So terribly shit.
Although I did generally think it was... better than you lot obviously do. So the message there is, if you're going to watch the closing ceremony, get very drunk.
I was sober.
Yeah, we were sober.
Yeah.
Poor souls.
Just recovering from getting back to from Edinburgh the day before. And
in that sort of wind down period.
Yeah.
The best headline about the closing ceremony on the BBC site was sort of double-edged, because it was critics praise cheesy ceremony.
But those young people, I didn't know who any of them were, the ones doing the singing.
I can't think who they had.
They had the Kaiser Chiefs. They had...
I don't know. I've never seen them, actually.
They had the strange ginger person, Ed Sheeran.
Oh, was that who he was? I didn't recognise him. I recognised...
Strangling a bit of Pink Floyd, I think.
I recognised Your Madness, obviously.
Your Madness. Pet Shop Boys with their crazy hats.
Pet Shop Boys, recognised them.
They were quite
They're
good.
Nice and crazy.
Yeah, but they had some youngsters on who I didn't know. They were a Wang Erection.
Emily.
Yeah.
Wang Someone.
I don't know
why they were there, I've no idea.
Harry singing a song. Oh, was that
the
five fetuses on the back of the lorry?
Yeah, the sort of the smear of sperm. Yeah.
Which one were they?
They were Wang Erection.
They were
Wang Erection.
Sorry, I'd forgotten that. I think they are my least favourite boy band, Erection.
The Wang Erection. And then you had
your Herbs and Spice Girls.
And the Take That's they were on.
I'd already forgotten about them. So unmemorable was their performance. I'd forgotten they were even there.
They were on. And obviously we had Bowie on. He was on.
Yeah. He should have fucking been on.
Yeah.
They should have just had Bowie on for that entire thing. I would have happily just watched a concert.
Yeah.
Bowie. In fact, I got so blue-balled by them not having Bowie on, I ended up just listening to some Bowie on my iPod. Just to kind of get my hit.
Fuck you, opening ceremony. Closing, rather.
And lots of supermodels.
That was tiresome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I wanted them all to have the big, strange walnut whip hill.
Yeah, yeah.
And them to come on and pick their flags up and fuck off.
Yeah, that'd have been good.
That's what I wanted. Yeah. I didn't want to see them parading them round again. We've seen that already.
God, yeah.
I want them to take their flags away. They're supposed to be going home.
I think they should have, at the end, they should have taken one of those little petal things off the flame thing.
Yeah.
And really hot. And so all had to carry them around, you know, like in... or maybe they could have brands on each side and just do that thing like they did in Kung Fu, where he picks up the big cauldron of hot water and brands himself on the wrists.
Yeah, that'd be really good.
Yeah.
God, flashback to my youth.
It'd have been better.
Yeah. That used to be on kids' television on bloody Saturday nights, did that?
I used to be made to watch it. For some reason, my granddad liked it. So I'd go to my grandparents and then have to watch this programme I hated. Yeah. I just thought it was really boring.
Yeah, was it Harry Stranglewank, wasn't it, wasn't he?
Yes, he was, yeah.
Harry Stranglewank and his amazing friends.
When will celebrities learn?
If you're that bored in a hotel room, don't get drunk.
Yeah.
Just get drunk.
Raid the minibar, put some normal porn on the telly, and have a regular wank.
And read your Gideon's Bible. Could be drawing pictures on every page of your Gideon's Bible.
You know, if you really want to spice it up and do something a bit different, have a wank over the Bible.
Yes.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Not many people have done that before.
That's just as saucy as a strangle wank, surely a Bible wank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, talking of wanks,
Victorians used to do.
Masturbation update.
Yep.
On my quest to try and knock one out to the world's first internet
internet what?
Image.
Yeah. Oh, right, yes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yep, still no success, I'm afraid. I'll keep going, but nothing as yet.
Well.
Yes, you will have heard at the end of the last podcast, the proper podcast we did, not the plugging one I did in between then and now, the Sernettes singing away. At the very end, I put about 30 seconds of their stuff on.
Nice. Yeah.
Saying goodbye and goodnight, CERN.
Aww.
That's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah. It's all a bit sciencey. Robin Ince would have loved him.
Yeah.
If there's ever a scandal with Robin Ince in a hotel room, it would be with all of the CERNettes and some tea.
Yeah.
snorting cold tea off there. Off their science
and
boobs.
Biscuit crumbs.
Yeah.
But yes.
Sciencey boobs.
Sciencey boobs, sciencey boobs, sciencey boobs, sciencey boobs. Never get rude, sciencey boobs.
It's very good.
Yeah, well done.
Should we just wrap it up there?
Yeah, just leave it.
Bye.
I know a few people wanted another NCIS section, but I haven't prepared one this week.
Oh, you slacker.
Because I've been... sleeping quite a lot, actually.
That was the best thing ever.
But have you people said they want it to carry on, so I'll do it for the next one.
Seriously,
for 4 years, I mean, that was my favourite thing I've ever done. I loved it.
Wow.
I probably should bother my ass to listen at the last one.
Yeah.
If it was that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, obviously we were thinking it was going to be shit because we weren't in
it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
we were thinking exactly the opposite.
Yeah.
How bizarre is that?
Yeah.
Actually, it's probably the first time when you two haven't been here that we haven't just done a video podcast.
Yeah.
It was one of our special video podcasts. We don't tell anyone about it.
No.
I'm glad you're enjoying yourself today, Andy. That's
I'm a bit tired. Not got any biscuits today, have we?
No, sorry.
You should have said we stopped at the shops on the way over. We've got some.
I thought I had some. Well, I've got some a tiny amount of digestives. So
all right, well that counts.
I'll whip some of those out later
digestives
on.
Digestives count.
Yeah,
they're biscuits. They're good biscuits.
Only about seven or eight, but there's enough for a couple.
Better a digestive than a rich tea. That's what I always say.
That's true.
Rich tea. They're not a biscuit, are they? They're just a bit of cardboard.
Awful.
They're just very thin rusks.
Yeah. No, because rusks are lovely.
No, rusks are horrible.
If they were thin rusks, you could just put a couple of them together and have a rusk, and it would be lovely.
No, it's not.
Farmer Bar Limoges rusks.
Yeah.
No, they're nasty.
Are they the ones that, like, expand?
I heart rusks.
Nasty. They just go soggy, really. Yeah,
I'm sure I've got this memory from the TV ad of my youth, they sort of put a drop of milk on a rusk, and it expands to about three times the size.
Are you confusing them with tampons?
Yes.
Was it blue milk?
No, I'm pretty sure the advert was aimed at babies. I'm certain of this.
Are you sure it wasn't cat litter? Cat litter does that. When you pour yellow milk on it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. Or one of those really compressed novelty sponges that you get at Christmas and
one
no
of those
other time.
Face cloths that are like in the shape of a duck or something, and then you put them in the water
and it just turns into a normal
into
flannel
a cloth, and it's not interesting anymore. Yeah.
Or sea monkeys. Sea monkeys.
Yeah, they never really get any bigger though, do they?
No.
Really?
No. They are quite good though.
It could well have been all of those things.
We had some office sea monkeys where I used to work.
We had some sea monkeys at the the after school club that I used to work at, except the pot that they came in didn't have a lid on, and so all the kids would go, let me see, and spill them on the carpet. So the music room of Avenue's middle school at Norwich is probably full of dead sea monkeys. Dead sea monkeys.
Ghosts of the dead sea monkeys.
Yeah.
Children really are stupid assholes, aren't they?
That music room is now haunted by millions of sea monkeys.
I once threw a hamster at a teacher.
Did you?
That was good. It bit me.
Yeah.
How very Vic Reeves of you.
They took the hamsters out. I think all they were gerbils. They're one of those
little furry things.
Little things, And what they did, the teacher put them into... Do you remember those scales you used to have at school? They're for kids. They're quite a big sort of clear plastic hopper. And she took two of those... I put them on top of each other, but they both had a lip on you for a little, so you could pour things out of them.
Yeah.
So I kind of was holding these things and just stuck my finger in. And this thing just clamped down on the end of my finger, and I went, and it held this fucking pile of plastic things and gerbils at the teacher. And I got into trouble. Although there was a little ring of red all around my finger. its teeth had dug in. Little
nice.
There's no end to the number of rodents I've been bitten by. Oh, let's put it another way. There is an end, and it comes after two.
Ah, right.
But yeah, rat and gerbil.
Rat and gerbil.
Or hamster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does anyone know the difference?
Yes.
But the gerbil's a bit smaller.
The gerbil's got a tail, a hamster hasn't.
Anything smaller than a rabbit's all the same to me.
God. And gerbils like burying shit, and hamsters burying shit. Yeah, because they're like desert animals. You have a tank, and it's like half full. For a gerbil, so it's got somewhere to bury. Well, you don't do that with a hamster, Tom.
Or is it half
empty? God.
Fuck's sake. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
God.
I consider myself
tilt. How did they manage
when
we were away?
Yeah.
Go on, city yourself.
I don't think I've ever been bitten by a rodent.
No?
No.
It bloody hurts.
Yeah. I got bitten by one of Louisa's rats that time.
I'm not sure I ever got
big pregnant rat.
Not sure I ever got nipped by those rats.
It's cool, actually.
Is that what you call a vagina?
No. I've been very disturbed if I've been bitten by the fucker.
Just a thought.
No, you get,
clamp
you
down
get,
hard.
Rats have something like, especially in their saliva, but you get a nice little M-shaped deep insertion, I suppose. Yeah. And it doesn't heal for ages. It's, you can still open it.
Right.
Yeah. I feel unwell.
Well, you know, if you're scientifically minded like me, that's interesting.
Yeah. I got bit by one of my mice.
Oh, really?
Pet mice.
Yeah. Little bastards.
My mum had bought two, and they were both the same colour as Doberman Pinscher, so they were black and brown. And this fucker, I think it was actually just a really small Doberman Pinscher.
Yeah. Because
it was a nasty bastard and it'd growl and it'd bite you.
Ooh.
So I took it back to the shop. And I got a different one that used to cluck like a chicken instead.
Adorable.
It was awesome.
Was the pet shop owner also secretly a hypnotist?
I'm not sure. It was very clever.
Yeah, I've been bitten by quite a few dogs, but only when being playful.
I've not been properly angry bitten by dogs, like you say, when they're messing about. But a guy we know has got quite a tiny little puppy, and it sort of gets a bit nibbly on your hands, but because it's a puppy, it's got the tiny, tiny little needle teeth.
Oh, yeah.
It really stabs you up.
It's not good. Oh, well, that was a bizarre thing I saw when I was, because I went to stay at your house.
Yes.
Just before I went to Manchester, and we took Dill for a walk in the park, and there was a woman there pushing what looked like
I'd forgotten that
a black sort of gossy thing.
It was the woman who has a couple of Italian greyhounds, and they
all
were
right,
trotting along next to her. But she also
she's got a little scruffy black dog
that was in a fucking pushchair or a pram or
really
something. Yeah. She was pushing it round in a pushchair.
Like it was her little baby.
Wow, that's
very
weird.
Very odd.
If we go back and it's got a little sort of woolly hat on.
Yeah.
Yeah, little bonnet.
No, dummy.
Dummy.
Yeah. You know, you get rock dummies at seaside, you think they'd make like a meaty dummy for like the baby dogs.
Well, you could carve one out of Spam easily enough, couldn't you?
It wouldn't last long.
It wouldn't last very long out of Spam, though, would it?
Nah.
You have to freeze it.
Frozen Spam might last.
Then
longer,
he might just stick to his tongue. So.
Well, you could make a frozen one out of gravy. Then, in that case, couldn't you? That I bet dogs.
Yeah,
like
but
that.
If they didn't get on with it, it'd just melt and make a mess. Whereas Spam at least would hold its shape if they didn't eat it while it was frozen.
Carve a bit of a bone into a dummy shape.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Yeah.
If you had a hip bone, you'd already have the little bally bit at the end, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
You could just trim it around that.
If you've got any further suggestions to how to make a dummy for a dog, please contact us on Twitter at The Gents Review or at thechaps@thegentlemansreview.com.
Yeah.
And we're planning on doing a good 15 minutes of your material next time, so make sure you do send that in. Or it'll be a very short podcast.
Yes, it will.
Here comes Dill from upstairs. I wonder what he's been eating or pooing on.
No, I moved everything out of his way, so he should be all right.
Yay! Hey.
So, nothing potentially to eat. Lots of space to crap.
Yes.
Yeah. But shouldn't be very much crap left in there. Perhaps
he's emptied
the
out
amount
from
of
down the park.
Yeah. He's going to hear the word park.
No. You've been. No. You've just been.
On your bed. Get on.
Yeah, so you said the word park now.
On your bed.
Yeah.
Go on.
He's loved the park.
Oh, fuck you, you said park.
He just comes over to me.
It's your fault. You started it.
Comes over and goes, hello, you're a soft touch, aren't you, Martin? I'm going to come over and look at you all doughy-eyed. But then again, I've nothing to give you, really, have I? Unless you wanted some of my coffee, but...
Yeah, when you came to stay, clearly both pets saw you as a soft touch because the cat and the dog were both waiting for you to give them some of your dinner.
Yeah. Yes. Oh yeah, I'm terrible. I'm a completely responsible pet owner if I was ever one.
They know they're not going to get any off us.
Yeah. Although I mean, I would never get a dog as fat as some of the ones we saw in Scotland. They're just fat dogs everywhere, and I'm not using that in some sort of misogynistic way either. I mean, it's just generally big fat dogs. Yeah, name the breed. It's big and fat. Whippet fat. Yeah. Whippets. Fat Labradors.
Well, Labs and Dalmatians are nearly always fat.
Yeah. Lots of chubby golden retrievers. Blind people dragging them down the street.
Damn.
So, yeah. I don't know whether they just give them all chips all the
Maybe.
Time. It could be.
Deep fried dog food.
Yeah. In the tin.
Deep fried rodeos. Deep fried denture chews. Deep fried bonios. Oh, yeah, this sounds like awesome, doesn't it?
Scottish dog food.
Yeah.
They should have a little dog defibrillators everywhere that you could.
Probably, yeah.
You could just like stand clear. Poo.
Yeah.
yeah. So yeah.
Yeah.
That's been exciting, hasn't it?
Yeah. Wasn't it though?
Oh yeah, Russia are being cunts, aren't they?
Yeah, seemingly.
Yeah. Banned gay pride marches in Moscow for 100 years.
Yeah.
Have they?
Yep.
Yeah.
That seems
for
odd.
A century.
Yeah, and I think it's like 2 years.
Two years for Pussy Riot.
Yes, yeah. I saw that they got put away.
That's fucking crazy.
Is it two of them or three of them? Yeah, a couple of years.
Yeah.
Well, look, it's been a good story just through the sheer joy of the TV and radio news presenters
having
saying the word pussy live on air. You can see how much they've enjoyed it.
They should have brought Connery out of retirement just for that.
Yeah,
yeah, probably.
Yeah, he'd never remember the line. Gaga.
Pushy. Don't be
so
pushy.
Yeah, very good.
And the whole Julian Assange thing is getting a bit out of hand now, isn't it?
Oh, God, I think you should just lock him up.
On the grounds I got bored with him months back, I've really not been following it. Every time it's come on, I've tuned out.
It just seems that he's now camped out in the embassy opposite Harrods.
Yes.
And they've got him a proper bed and installed a shower and a sun lamp from his mum, so he can live there.
Sun lamp?
Which embassy is it?
You need a sun lamp
the
for?
Ecuadorian,
that's
I think
it
is.
Because I'd been half listening, I'd got the impression he was in Ecuador, and I couldn't figure out how that would have happened. But
apparently the police are camped out at every door.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean,
just waiting for him.
I just won't waste
even
the
secret
money.
One. No. So all embassies have a secret entry.
Except this embassy is just one flat of a block of flats. So if he leaves this one particular floor, they will arrest him. So he can't go up to the roof because he would be leaving that floor that's the embassy and they would arrest him. And they can't go down to the ground floor because he'd be leaving that floor and they would arrest him.
Do you reckon that the sun lamp is because he's so pale and pasty that they should... They think as if it gets a tan, he'll be disguised and can leave.
Maybe so.
Just dye his hair black and get a big tan.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah. And some melanomas. Just sort of grow all over his face so they can't recognise him. Just sort of big melanoma.
It's quite a cheeky long-term plan, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not bad, really, is it?
Yeah.
Well, I asked a question on Twitter.
Did you?
Last night, in fact.
Did you actually?
Blimey, yes. Did you do it last night for Martin?
Yeah. I was drunk and I'd just been out for a drink with my dad. Thought, might as well strike while the irony is hot. Yeah, I asked people, in the event of prohibition being declared, what booze would they hoard? Because you're bound to, aren't you? You kind of, if prohibition was said, prohibition is going to start on Friday, everybody would rush to the supermarkets and buy lots of booze.
Yeah.
Possibly not on their credit cards. That would be stupid. Oh, I'd make a quick mention to Karen Bjork. Who's now listened to all the episodes of The Gentleman's Review.
Oh, yes, I saw it.
Yeah. Wow.
You mentaloid.
Yeah.
Yeah. He must have been desperate.
I've not listened to that many.
But Bjork, were we bought by a stork? Or were you created from butter and cork? If you can track down by the brunching shuttlecocks in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Try and find it.
A long time, yeah.
Well, Colonel Hitch says, all of it, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. One from William Tennant. He says, unicorn tears. It's 400%.
Yeah,
wow.
That? Blimey.
That would do well with that.
Yeah.
Piffle Pockle says, the lot.
Yeah.
Wow, so he's clearly got no... faith in like stills or bathtub gin,
no,
has he?
It, yeah, he's probably got a haulage firm.
Callum McCauley is a man after my own heart.
Yeah.
Hendrick's gin, of course. Cucumbers will still be legal, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
obviously.
So.
Fucking home, no. Yeah. Cucumbers are vile.
Yeah.
There's only one good use for cucumbers and it's not eating.
Putting them in gin.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Duh.
Gin is lovely.
With cucumber in, it's awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. I can't remember what. It was the new whatever it was bar in the Gilded Balloon that we went into.
Oh yeah,
I was getting a gin and tonic, and they said, "What type of gin do you want?" And I said, "Have you got any cucumber?" And he was at least very apologetic that they hadn't. So a lot of places, if you ask that, they'll sort of go, no.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, no, sorry, we haven't.
The new Anthem, wasn't
that's
it?
That's something like that. New Anthea.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah.
Well, Becca Stinks would...
Ooh.
Yeah. Would keep Badger Golden Glory. You can't beat a nice ale. And if she stockpiled spirits, she fears she would be permanently shit-faced.
I have to say, for all your bottled beers, Badger Golden Glory is one of the nicest. Ever so slightly peachy.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So Becca Stinks has good taste. I don't... Do you get on your, like, feed thing, the actual names of people? Because I get is the sort of nickname that they've chosen. So Mikey UKHC, whoever that is, you seem to know what these people are called. I don't.
No. We want to get the username.
I'll do it again so there's no one talking over me. Mikey UK.
Well, you shouldn't start a discussion when we're just about to go, then, should you?
How many times do you actually want to go at it?
I think you probably are.
Can't. Mikey UKHC says, a pot full of port, a rum full of room, and I've had some rum tonight. Do I win a prize?
Yeah. Oh,
no.
You win a day in your own house, courtesy of you.
Yeah.
Hey. Thanwick says, heroin.
All right.
Yummy.
Is that necessarily a drink?
Can be.
Can be, if you mix it with gin.
All right, fair do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ginerwin.
Oh, a bit of a variable one here. Andrew Stevenson says, Advoca, Shiraz, Bombay Sapphire, Vedette Blonde, anything else?
Wow,
so,
he's
so really, you could have trimmed that just down to anything then.
Right. Yeah. Kretmeister says stout, lots of stout.
Tom.
Mike Blackout. I stockpile anything with an ABV of over 5%. Oh, hang on, I already do. I'm prepared, go for it.
Hey! Sven945 says all of the.
All of the.
Okay. Right, okay. And Bucket Chemist says all and any.
Good lad.
Do you want to do all his follow-ups
as well? You can share them out because there's so fucking many. He's clearly an alcoholic.
He then goes on to say... Bombay Sapphire Gin, Y Barova Vodka, Oban Single Malt, nice. Famous Grouse, for when one wants to put water in it, Hein Cognac. Anyone want to take over for the next one?
Yeah, Jim Beam Bourbon, Myers Platinum Rum, Mazel Tequila, a couple of bottles of I can't even pronounce that. Champagne Roda Crystal, CR for every day.
Yeah.
Obviously.
And some Galliano for the odd Harvey Wall banger. That should do for starters. Some cans, bodies, bottles of Nuki Brown and Speckled Hen.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nuki Brown. I've right gone off him now.
Yeah. And he says that we can tell that he's been on the wagon for too long.
Oh, wow.
And then finishes up with, and a dozen bottles of Linny Aquavit for the shots.
Yeah.
Blimey.
He's in France. How can you be on the wagon in France? They sort of give you wine with your breakfast there.
Yeah. Who knows?
Le wagon.
Wine while he's sleeping.
Oh, and there's a very cheeky one left over. Do you want to take that one?
Yes. It's a made-up name, says, I would stockpile recordings of the booze from members of the Dab and Tench audience in Edinburgh. Actually, there's only one boo in that show, and that was me. I booed Andy.
Yeah. It was part of the show.
We even got some Facebook replies to this.
Wow.
I think this is the most popular question you've ever asked.
Slip him in.
I don't know what that says for our audience. Yeah. But, Richard Sunderland says Guinness, Landlord and Gin.
Oh, well.
Kathy Clark says Vodka. And Andrew Fab says Bourbon and Whiskey. Wow, I think if you took an average of all of those, gin probably just about peeps it as the most popular.
Yeah,
that's because gin is lovely. Awesome.
Yeah,
it is nice. Yeah.
If my choice would be just for practicality, there'd be two cases of whatever the strongest vodka you can get, you know, and two cases of gin, nice gin, because you can mix that with anything. You see,
yeah,
the vodka, well, gin and tonic. Yeah, that's probably what you're going to have with the gin, but yeah.
Vodka is your universal alcoholifier.
Yes,
it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so,
if you want alcoholic,
stick
some vodka in it.
Yeah. So obviously we'd be keeping the gin, But I think we should keep some Pimm's.
Yeah, treats.
You know, just for summer.
Yeah.
And maybe some winter Pimm's for, like, just for winter.
I mean, it wouldn't surprise me in that situation if Pimm's didn't make an alcohol-free version.
Yeah.
That you could alcoholify with the
with the vodka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did we ever get around to doing the boozy Bovril? I'm sure we talked about it at some point.
Boozy Bovril.
Try and get a savoury and or meaty alcoholic drink.
Sounds like
is that not just gravy?
That is a cheat. A gravy's not generally alcoholic, I don't think, is it?
Well, I don't know if you put enough booze in it.
Of course you put wine in gravy.
Red wine gravy. Yeah. Masala gravy.
But I must say that boozy Bovril does sound like a 1920s footballer.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so that'll do. Boozy Bovril. Wind.
Yeah, we should give that a go. That is a good idea.
Yeah.
For certain small values of good.
Yes, so, broach the subject. We've been in Edinburgh.
Yes, we have, haven't we?
Two of us have been in Edinburgh.
Isn't it good?
Well, the rest of them have been holding down the fort.
Yeah.
Holding up the fort. Forting up the good.
Yeah. Holding across the fort.
Yeah. Holding around the fort. And we saw many funny shows. Of our friends.
Yes. We didn't do our almost traditional thing of seeing at least one really, really shit show. We only saw good things this year.
Yeah, I did say to, I think it was The Trap, I said, oh, we don't have to see a shit show this year because we're in one. And I think they assumed that I was trying to, you know, get compliments
fishing
back.
For compliments.
But I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm just a realist. I'm 40 now. But yeah, so The Trap Show, you can still go and see some of these shows if you're up in Edinburgh and listening to this, you know.
Yes, go on, go up to Edinburgh and see all these shows.
The Trap's Bad Musical was so funny. I took my mum and stepdad to see that for the second time, because we'd seen it the day before.
Yes.
And they're still talking about it because it's so funny.
Oh, that's good. It is really good.
So yeah, Michael Legg's What a Shame. Yes. Sorry, Michael Legg, what a shame. That's great. Also, I lost my shit twice in that.
it was quite embarrassing. I was sitting next to him. Molly Wobbly's Tit Factory, that was very funny.
That was really good.
Went to see that.
Really good.
Yep.
It's the campiest thing you'll ever see.
Yes.
But wonderfully so.
But, what else? Oh, Andrew J. Lederer's new show we went to see. Went to see Cold Comfort. That was very nice. Nice sort of storytelling-y. Type comedy show.
It was very nice. And he's doing Cold Chicken again and Cold Comfort and a little chat show in the evening.
Yes, that was fun. We were on that, weren't we?
Yeah. That's when I spectacularly made my entrance and forgot how to speak.
What were you trying to say? I can't even...
I was trying to say, he was doing an English accent.
Oh, that was it,
And because it doesn't introduce you in the show. You just come in when you feel ready,
Yeah, we were sort of sat there waiting to be brought on, and he sort of started talking and said, "This isn't the show. This is just the introduction." And carried on. So, we're probably going now, aren't we?
We're about 15 minutes in. So I said, "Fuck it."
You were sat. I could see. I could read it in your face. Yeah. You were thinking, "What I need is something really snappy and incisive to say to bring us into the show." And
so what I intended to say was, "Hey, look, it's Dick Van Dyke."
And what did you actually say? I would love to now chip in and say that Martin is exaggerating that for comic effect, but he isn't. It really, really was him stepping forwards saying, and me just looking at him thinking, what are you... I've absolutely no idea what you were trying to say then.
And to cover it up, as I always do in these situations, did a little dance.
Yeah.
Everyone loves a little dance.
Did a little dance, yeah. We even did that in our last show when I accidentally picked up my mobile and set off a track playing. So I ended up doing a little dance in that to try and cover
up. Martin had to pretend to use his mobile, but rather than just pulling it out with the screen locked, tapping away on it a bit and going, "Hello?" and pretending there was something there, he thought, "No, I'll keep it real. I'll unlock the screen and jab some of the buttons." And ended up playing a little tune to everyone.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
But I think Andrew J really put us in a place in that thing, because he turned to us and then basically gave us carte blanche to start talking. So we did what we usually do, which is just ad-lib stuff, backwards and forwards, and he goes, "Oh, no, it looks like I've spoiled these guys for you. I'm a storytelling comedian, and these are more music hall gentlemen, music hall comedians." I'm thinking, fuck you.
Maybe they described you as music hall gentlemen because of your chops, sweetheart.
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
They are looking very full and bushy.
Yeah.
They're quite voluminous.
Yes.
Is that the special conditioner that you use on them?
We said we weren't going to mention that.
Oh. Sorry, sweetheart.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was a fun show to do.
Yes.
And I punched a ceiling, so...
Yeah,
That was the other interesting. Well, you punched a ceiling via punching my nose.
Yes, you know. Yeah, that was a very odd moment. Yeah,
yeah. It was a lot lower because the place our actual venue is quite a high ceiling.
Mm, yes.
So Martin was used to flinging his fists skywards with impunity, and we were performing. We ended up doing that sketch in a venue where the ceiling was probably less than an inch above Martin's head.
Yes. Don't.
And then mine just slammed into the ceiling and I went...
Yeah.
Keep smiling.
Yeah.
I can't wait till Andy kicks me in the bollocks in this bit so I can lie down for a few seconds.
Have you still got the scab on your hand?
Yeah, it's just coming off, yeah.
Big scabby knuckles.
Yeah. So, yeah, we went up there with a show that we thought was 47 minutes, but turned out to just 28.
It was odd, wasn't it? Because we rehearsed it here, and it was coming in at 47, so we thought, brilliant. Well, you know, we'll slow it down a little bit, and that gets us up to 50. Did it on the first night. It was about sort of 30, 35.
Yeah.
So we thought, oh, we really need some more material. The next night, we added on about 3 minutes of extra stuff that we made up for the beginning, and it came in at 25 minutes.
So,
yeah.
We're not sure what the fuck's going on with
that. The more we put in, the shorter it got. Yeah.
So we thought, I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do a question and answer section after the main part of the show and get the audience to ask us questions. And then we'll just ad-lib around things. Mm. We're good at that. That's what we do in the podcast. So the audience just sat there and stared at us.
First time we did it, it worked actually.
Oh, yeah, William Tennant did a really good and asked lots of good questions.
I think we managed to at least string it out to about 40 minutes.
Yeah, so there you go.
Not bad.
So sort of
what do they want for free?
Yeah. Two shows next year, of course, if they let us do it.
Yes. Ah, they probably will. They always do, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, plus, we're technically under different names for each show, so they might not realise.
No. I really should do that.
Well, I suppose if I write in for the actual double act one and you get in contact for the sort of solo show that we're both doing.
That's confusing.
Yeah,
that's boring stuff out of the way. So,
Still, now we've said it, we can't back out because there's a record of saying it.
Yeah, I'm already being in touch with the British Film Institute to ask for permission to use.
Oh, that's good.
Things,
and you know, if they say no, fuck them.
Yeah, we'll still do it anyway.
It's hundreds of shows. It's not like they're going to find you.
But yes, so there we go. That was our Edinburgh ring.
Yeah.
So while we've been doing that, what were you guys doing?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, just the usual.
All right. Wanking, just the staring.
Usual. Masturbation, eating, occasional breathing.
That's good.
I'd done a bathroom. That was good.
Did you shat a bathroom?
I'd done a bathroom.
All right.
You had sex with a bathroom.
Yep.
Wow.
Well, more or less.
It's all those plug holes, you see.
Yeah. I suppose the little bit in the middle of the star in the plug hole is probably about right for you, isn't it?
No, when it comes to DIY, I've discovered a whole new raft of things that I hate doing.
Ooh,
that's good. Wow.
Chief amongst them, grouting.
Making rafts.
Grouting is boring.
Oh, it is boring. I did some grouting in the 80s, you know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do tell.
I did some grouting in the 80s.
Ah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's nice.
Hey!
Yes.
Oh, best bit of a podcast ever.
Yep.
Yeah, I gave it all. A mullet haircut and a jacket with rolled-up sleeves.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. No, actually, the main thing I did, I don't know about whether Lisa was the same, but you certainly commented on some Olympics, but whilst you were in Edinburgh,
I was watching shitloads of Olympics.
All that there was to watch. I was an
Olympic addict. Yeah.
12 hours a day.
Yep.
It was brilliant.
I fucking hate the Olympics.
I've seen bloody gold medals being won in sports I never heard of before.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah, there were two big races, one, and they were all about the same time as our show. So one show we couldn't do. because of one of them. And the other one was Usain Bolt running the 300 metres. So no
300 metres.
Nobody came to see that, apart from my mum and my stepdad. And we played the show to them.
Yeah.
Because, and then we thought, well, why are all the pubs packed solid with people? And then we went for something to eat after that. We cut the show to half hour and then, fuck the question answer. And went to the pub. And on the screens, they were just fucking getting ready for the Usain fucking Bolt match. And of course, everybody thinking, oh, this is a match. Yeah, it was a match.
Yeah.
And of course, everybody thinking, oh, should we go and sit in an old bank vault for an hour? But I know, while we're sitting in the old bank vault, Usain Bolt's going to be running around, you know. And they didn't come.
God.
Fucking Olympics.
Yep. And that Tesco show was responsible for us losing some audience as well.
Yeah, that was hilarious.
We managed to get our first walkouts before we'd started the first show.
I just started talking and they went, oh, is this the Tesco show? No. Oh, bye.
They all got out and left.
And in the very last show, we had a similar age group of audience, sort of pensioners, really, walking in halfway through our show. And I sort of beckoned them in because I was in a sort of freeze.
Yes.
They sort of wandered in, sat down, listened to us for about 5 seconds, got up and walked out again.
I don't think they really gave it a chance.
No,
did they?
No, it didn't sound like they did.
I'm just hoping now that next week, because the day after we left, of course, the Tesco show took over our time slot in that space. And I'm just hoping that they just got lots of people wanting to see us.
Yeah.
That would be nice. We should have really, given a shout to people that were still up there and told them, sort of bribed them with beer to go and do that for us.
So everybody walking in the room, is this Dab and Tench? Fuck you.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Yeah.
Tesco's man!
Yeah. But he was in the programme, you see, so like, he got like people coming to his shows.
I'm in the programme! Yeah. I get an audience!
I spent 350 quid.
Yeah, you're not going to get 350 quids worth of bucket contributions, are you?
No, that's very true.
Dilla's been under attack this week.
Oh, is he?
And last week.
Oh, dear, that's no good.
He has been infested with fleas.
Oh.
Poor little flea bag.
Eaten alive. We're hoping that we've got them this time.
Yeah.
Flea bastards.
Yeah, well, he's had the nasty poison stuff put on him to kill him off again.
Again.
He doesn't seem to be particularly scratting at the moment, so...
Yeah. Exactly. Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Stands up and starts scratching.
Yeah, probably.
Big stretch. We really should do a video podcast of just Dill.
Yeah, that'd be quite interesting.
We'll just keep the camera on him for the entire thing.
Mm.
We just talk over it.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Shake, shake.
Shiky, shiky. Ooh.
There he is.
There he is. Look, we do have a dog and everything.
Yeah,
it's not real.
A fictional hound, are you?
I'm not a fictional hound.
No. You're not. Because Doctor Who is going to be starting at some point in the next few weeks.
Brilliant.
They're going to surprise us with it.
I think they are. Because I've been through the BBC press office and for the next few weeks there's nothing about it. Nothing at all. So
it's first Saturday and Sunday. Sorry, first Saturday in September.
Yeah, well, that's it.
But, until you actually see it on the Radio Times cover, you just don't know.
Well, that's it. I mean, they don't. This is the weird thing. They don't put it through the BBC press office quite often. So where you would normally get all these new series trailed or a bit of blurb about them, nothing. So I'm not sure. I don't think it's a particularly good thing to do, you know. But
it's been trailed.
Yeah. Oh, it's been trailed, but yeah.
It's just in a sort of this will be happening at some point, going away.
Yeah. It's the coming soon.
Yeah.
Coming soon. Yesterday.
That's it.
Called Ripper Street, which sort of looks intriguing.
Victorian-y,
sounds like a sort of sitcom.
Yeah.
They're just lots of serial killers living on one street and their hilarious antics.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Peter Sutcliffe.
They'd have to keep shipping new prostitutes in to kill, wouldn't they? Because they'd soon get rid of them all if there was a whole street of serial killers.
That would just every episode would just be that plot of them trying to get more prostitutes.
Yeah.
Actually, edit this bit out because someone's going to steal that. We need to do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. If it's going to be as serious and realistic as Whitechapel, then it's going to be a big bundle of fun.
Yeah, and there's a new series of Who Do You Think You Are, and this time it's Patrick Stewart.
Oh,
yeah.
It's going to be awesome.
Get off my ship.
Yeah. Patrick Stewart and Alex Kingston.
Oh yeah,
he's on it.
Oh
yeah.
God, what would a world we live in? One televisual delight after another.
I know.
I'm just hoping that she found Alex Kingston finds a manuscript somewhere hidden that just tells her to fuck off.
Oh,
you're not a fan of hers, then I guess
she's all right. she's a little bit like
you were one big fat fucking downer today.
Yeah, she's a bit like the Dalek. She's been used too much now in Doctor Who.
See, that's the complete opposite for me. She's the only thing that's worth watching about the new Doctor Who at the moment.
They should just have her in the fucking TARDIS, and you know, leave it. You know, just have her as a proper companion, not.
Yes.
Turning up. Let's have another interesting introduction. Oh, she shot his hat off. She just come in his eye. I mean, just any, you know, constant stream of drivel. Just fucking say, oh, she's going to be there. Well, we're going to meet River Song here, like they did that time.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just have a 5-minute shot of them getting there a bit early and just sort of kicking around for a bit until she rocks up.
Getting a phone call going, meet you.
Oh, what, buses?
This is
the time of day, isn't it? Yeah.
Meet you in 1800. Right, we'll see you there.
Yeah.
Bye. That would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Why have they not got any of us in to write the new series?
I don't know.
It'd be better than the shit they keep putting out.
Yeah, I think just they'd like their writers to be just a tiny bit positive about it.
Yeah. I can't say I particularly liked that most recent trailer that came out, because it was like, oh God, it kills a lot of Daleks again.
But I'm loads of Daleks.
Although they did at least look like old style Daleks rather than stupid fucking new redesigned primary colours Daleks.
I'm hoping that there's going to be a twist in that they're not actually Daleks at all, they're some sort of hologram. But yeah,
God, I don't feel like I can't go on. Just the huge negativity about this place. All three of you.
What?
Jesus wept.
Yeah.
What?
say something positive about something.
I said it was good. Did it look like they were old style?
Oh yeah. And something positive. Well, apparently Amy and Rory are leaving. That'll be good.
Yay!
There we go.
That is good.
Get some decent people in again. That'll be good.
Can we get a new doctor?
He's brilliant. Shut up.
I like Matt Smith. I think he's alright. I think they should just get some old. I think they should get an old woman in.
Yeah, exactly.
Get an old woman in, like they did on the Big Finishers with. Colin Baker.
Not just to clean.
No.
Just have an hour of poodling around dusting bits of the TARDIS.
What was the name? What was the name of the old lady that they got in for Colin Baker's doctor on the Big Finish?
The companion.
Yeah.
I forget the old lady, was it Irene Handel?
Whether it was her or the actress. I would watch Doctor Who that had Irene Handel as the companion.
That'd be fucking mint.
You'd have to see Jaya though, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Hello, Doctor.
Who would you cast as a new companion then, if you can have it as an old lady?
Oh, I don't know.
Who's a good old lady?
Annette Crosby?
Another old lady.
All right, yeah.
I don't know. She always seems to play sort of forgetful, dizzy people.
Mm. She's been very good in Old Paris Game, because she's taken over from James Grout now.
Really? I haven't listened to that for years.
Yeah.
Dilly, shush.
I haven't listened to that for years.
Yeah. She plays. She's another professor.
Yeah.
Go on your bed.
Oh, cool. I shall have to bed. Track some of that
now.
Oh, who else could we have?
Who's a good old lady?
Oh, I mean, Judy Dench would be good.
Yeah, Maggie Smith would be good.
Maggie Smith,
Miriam Margolyes, you
know. She'd be good. She'd be fantastic.
All right,
she'd be awesome.
Oh, imagine her wobbling away from all the...
Stephanie Cole could manage the role, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
that'd be good. So, yeah, we want old women.
Yeah, we want,
in Doctor Who.
We want an old woman companion.
Yeah, because I think the idea of the Doctor being very old and there being an old woman, it sort of seems to work, even though the Doctor's going to be older than them, but it doesn't matter. They both have that sort of same sort of mentality.
Or, fuck it, let's have Bernard Cribbins back.
Yeah, that's a thought.
Oh. Yeah. In a dress?
No. As Bernard Cribbins.
Just as Bernard Cribbins.
Yeah, Bernard Cribbins as Bernard Cribbins.
There I was, wearing a dress.
Bernard yeah. Cribbins All-Star Variety Hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think then they could take the bold step of them having an episode that is just entirely them sat in a pub playing dominoes whilst drinking a pint of mild.
That'd be fucking
and,
awesome.
And all the time you're watching it thinking, oh, I bet it's going to kick off in a minute. And it doesn't. It's just 45 minutes of that. And then finishes.
Double blank.
To be fair, it's a rare game of doms that doesn't kick off at some point within 45 minutes.
The table goes over.
That would be great.
Yeah.
Gacy's is writing a drama about the beginning of Doctor Who, isn't he? So that would be good.
Yeah.
Or bad. Mm-hmm. One of the two. So that would be interesting.
Hard to tell.
How much beer did you have yesterday? You're not usually like this.
I had enough. And then I had a lot of drink with you the day before, so...
Somebody I like is writing something about a subject that I quite like, but, oh, God, I just can't be bothered to think anything positive about it.
No. I've got...
My liver's still hurting.
Well, there's no fucking serotonin left in my brain. It's all just, it's all just trickled out. And see, I'm just looking into the void. And the reason I asked that question earlier on was about... what do you call it, Prohibition, was because I was watching Boardwalk Empire.
Ooh. Oh, is it good? Ooh. I've often liked the look of it, but I've never seen any.
Well, like I borrowed the Blu-ray off my mum. Because nobody I know has Sky Atlantic.
Yeah.
So, I've been watching the first series. It's very good. It's a bit violent. I don't like violence, you see.
Oh, do you not?
Not keen on the violence. Don't like people being shot and punched. I don't like it at all. So, but, you know, besides that, it's generally quite good.
Yeah.
Quite entertaining. Steve Buscemi is always rather good in everything.
Yeah.
You know, can't beat him at being acting.
Yeah. Yes. Right. Yeah. That is always what I think I think of him. Yeah.
Mm. First scene in that is people running around with like their children's prams full of bottles of booze, trying to stockpile it.
Bottles of booze and little dogs.
Yes.
Call back.
Booze and dogs.
Do you really not like violence? Or was that just a big fat lie?
No, I'm not really keen. I like the sort of cartoon violence you get in Bond films and things like that. I don't like the realistic sort of violence you get in gangster films. You know, like, and it's always I can't watch Godfather. That's just too grim for me. I just find it really depressing.
So what about the last two Bond films then? Because the violence in them has been quite.
It's been a lot more realistic.
Gritty.
Yeah, but it's still not as gritty as that, if you know what I mean. It's still Bond violence. It's still, you know, it's fine. But no, I don't mind that. It's gangster. I don't like gangster violence because I don't like sudden, unexpected violence, if you know what I mean. I don't like psychopath violence. Where somebody
like James Bond smashing someone's head upon a urinal?
That's not sudden and unexpected. That was a fight they were having, you see. It wasn't as if he was just sat there pleasantly talking to the first woman and then killing him. I don't like that.
Mm.
I find that I think it's a bit unpleasant. Yeah. It's like, hello, how are you? Bang. Brains.
Ooh. Yeah.
Don't like that.
No.
Don't like that. Yeah.
Well, I think that was a fascinating insight into Martin's head.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
Into my head. Don't like people being dead. Yeah, so with that, I think we should fuck off now, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah, let's.
For another The Gentleman's Review, and we'll have the NCIS thing and other stuff as well.
All kinds of shit.
So from all of us here at The Gentleman's Review, bye-bye!
That was The Gentleman's Review podcast, presented by Martin Wolfenden, Andrew Wilson, Tom Stringfellow and Lisa Goddard. It was a TGR Media production for the internet. For more information about this podcast, go to www.thegentlemansreview.com.